From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. PG&E has begun its advance notifications to customers about a potential public safety power shutoff in portions of 22 counties. Currently, Humboldt County is not on the list, but just over 3,000 customers in Mendocino County are in the target area. Worsening dry conditions, expected high wind gusts, pose an increased risk for damage and sparks on the electric system that have the potential to ignite fires in areas with dry vegetation. High fire risk conditions expected to begin early tomorrow morning, continuing throughout Thursday. Once the high winds subside, currently expected to be Thursday mid-morning, PG&E will inspect de-energized lines to ensure they weren't damaged during the wind event and then restore power. In all, right now, the shutoff is expected to impact about 264,000 customers in 22 counties, Humboldt County not among them currently. Well, county residents are once again being targeted by a virtual kidnapping for ransom scam. This month, a local resident reported to the sheriffs that he received multiple calls from a phone number out of Mexico. The number left voicemails for the resident that contained a child crying and then a subject demanding ransom to be paid to free the child. According to the FBI, this kind of scam has been circulating for at least two decades. Authorities urge if you get one of these calls, exercise extreme caution. 50 years to life for convicted killer Zachary Harrison, found guilty of murdering an Alder Point resident in southern Humboldt County and then fleeing authorities for 9 months after the fact. The 29-year-old Harrison's sentence doubled from the standard 25 to life because he used a firearm to carry out the killing of 58-year-old Robert Holtzclaw on September 23rd of 2017. Yesterday morning, Waterfront Parks Ranger with the Eureka PD came upon 52-year-old Todd Newby of Eureka near the public restrooms on Marina Way. Newby had a warrant out for his arrest. He was taken into custody. During a search of him, Newby was found to be in possession of 12 grams of meth in various packaging and other items consistent with the sale of methamphetamine. Community residents invited to take a survey to give input on local mental health services and what new and innovative ideas they think should be included in Humboldt County's Mental Health Services Act 2020 to 2023 three-year plan. The new plan will lay out funded programs and expenditures during that time, survey part of a larger community planning process that will include meetings throughout the county. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.